This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Herring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, wonderful, hilarious, and getting really excited to get chatting on nudity with me today, Monica, co-host. Hi.
Wow, that was shit.
That was really shit. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going. And that's what came out of my mouth.
I mean, imagine how long we do this already, like forever and ages and all, and we still fuck it up sometimes.
Most times, let's be honest.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, most it's time. Just like, ooh.
Yeah, it's just coming like a word vomit. That's very difficult to say.
Verbal diarrhea.
Verbal diarrhea. That's better out of, yeah. Verbal diarrhea that's happening right there.
Because just it really like is right just now. A load of shit.
Yep. So, amazing. What is going on? How are you?
I'm good. I had pizza for dinner.
You already had dinner? Oh, it's already 8 o'clock. Yeah, I see how one can have dinner there. It's 7 for you, so it's still a time where one could have dinner.
Have you not had dinner?
No, forgot about it.
Wow.
I don't know.
I mean, that's not even a possibility for me. I live with Tom. He's just like, he needs the food in his belly.
I mean, but he's also, I mean, otherwise, there's not a lot of Tom available. So Tom needs nourishment. So that's why Tom definitely needs food immediately.
Truth. But other than that, something exciting happened today. Well, you'll think it's exciting. I'm kind of like, okay. We watched the first two episodes of Fleabag.
Yay! Why are you okay? Why are you only okay about this?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm like, this is weird. And that's what I've gotten out of the first two episodes.
But why wouldn't you be like, this is weird? Why are you
okay.
like,
okay, this is weird. This is weird.
Like, usually we are excited about weird.
Yeah, I just don't get it yet. I'm just like, what's happening with this show so far? We've only seen two episodes, Monica, and this is weird. Tom likes it.
Thank you, Tom.
I don't dislike it. I'm just like, what is this show? That's all.
She, like, what's her face? What is her name even? Is her real name? Damn it. She has such an epic name and I forgot it now. That was initially a theater thing. Like, that was a one-person thing. She was doing this on stage and only as one person. And then they made the show out of it because it had such a good reception and all. Like, not like phone reception, but you know what I mean.
It never even went through my head.
Yeah, it gets really epic in the second season. You will know what I mean when you watch it, but I'm not spoiling it right now.
If you spoiler it, I'll come over there to Austria, punch you in the nose.
That would be, I mean, maybe I should spoiler it to see people again, even if it's for punching me in the nose and all.
True.
How do you corona safely punch one in the nose? With a baseball bat.
With one of those like punching machines on a and it goes forward and boom.
You watch like too many clown comics.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny and all.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't know if it's that fun to be fair.
Well, as the receiving end of the punching in the nose, you wouldn't think it's fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Anyways. Monica, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about naked things.
My favorite topic.
I know. Basically, Amanda posted a very interesting tweet on our Twitter a few days ago. I don't know how many days ago. A few days ago. 3 days ago. Either way. And was asking about what people think about female streamers who use nudity to garner views.
Nudity, however you want to define that. Just want to clarify there.
Yeah, you need to clarify what you mean by that, I think, as well. However you want to define that.
I mean, like, nudity is against Twitch's terms and services. So, terms of service. So, it's obviously not like full nakedness, but provocativeness.
But OnlyFans. Pushing the boundaries.
Pushing the boundaries, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then we got a few replies on the tweet, and we also got a few nice replies in the DPS Discord. And I had so many opinions that they wouldn't fit in a tweet. That's what I was
like.
It'd
be like one of those really long Twitter chains.
Yeah.
Twitter threads.
Also didn't have time. It couldn't be asked. So I was like, Amanda, we need to do an episode about this. And that's Amanda true. Said, yes, we do.
Yes. So number one, I just want to complain/not complain that I put out a tweet today advertising for our episode recording tonight. And I said, send nudes. And guys, not one person sent Geek Herring a nude. Like, what the fuck?
Now, people get unsolicited dick pics all the time. And now we're asking for nudes once and we don't get anything.
Worst.
I mean, I don't know if it's the worst, to be honest. I wouldn't want to dick pic in our DMs. But yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, somebody actually asks for them. Not one.
Not one nude. I don't know if I want to complain about this. I mean, you could have sent one too, but it's not only the guys who were asked to send nudes, to be fair. We're not that specific. What?
Beert is also afraid of us. That's what she's saying right there.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know. But like, imagine though, if somebody actually sent us nudes, like we would blast them right now. Oh my God, we asked for nudes and somebody actually fucking sent me their dick.
Oh man, I don't know. And there is this, I'm not going to talk about this now. It's something I can tell you the other day. Because the Germans, where one looks like Marty the Comedians, they made this video about man worlds, basically. And they talk about all the things that women go through because of men, which is not fun to watch. But you won't understand it because they talk German all the time. But it's a very interesting watch for everyone who can't speak German and hasn't seen Männerwelten, just in case, by Joko und Klaas. Just a Joko und Klaas Bierte, the one who looks like Marty. Either way. So yeah, we're going to talk about nudity today.
Ooh. So Monica, let's ask you, since you have all the feels.
I have all the feels.
What do you think about like streamers that are provocative?
I'm getting all in the position to be like, what the fuck? No. I mean, one can put this in a few different, there are obviously a lot of viewpoints on this topic, but when certain parameters are hit for me, then when you Twitch on stream and your main topic that you're streaming about is not just being provocative and nude. It's like, for example, you're a gaming streamer and you play all the games and do all the things, and then you decide to use nudity.
Get it out, girl.
Sorry. And then you decide to use nudity to get more viewers, then I don't see, I'm like, what's the value in that? Seriously, there is zero value just that you show some titties on stream just to get more viewers. Where I'm like, is it really something that is necessary? Yeah, that is my first intention. And being all open and everybody can do whatever they want to do, which is fine. So like when you're a person that likes to dress likes to dress free and open and wear whatever you want to wear, that is great. But if it suddenly becomes a part of a topic that isn't really the topic, but suddenly it becomes a thing, I don't see why doing that is really necessary, if you know what I mean.
Okay, let me ask you this question though. Is it really any of your business?
It is none of my business, but why is it always girl to do that? Why are there no naked boy streamers? Why are there no naked guys around? It's always just that the girls get naked, the boys can get dressed and be dressed all the freaking time. It's not my none of my business, but it's also a way of getting viewers where I'm like, this is not adding any value to anything.
So my opinion on like wearing more revealing clothing while on stream is I'm just like, go for it. So long as it's not against the TOS, I don't mind. Especially because
I'm currently sitting in the room that I'm sitting in now, and I'm like, I wish I was wearing less clothes and I'm just wearing a t-shirt because it is so fucking hot in here. So I'm like, whew, maybe these girls with their low-cut tops, maybe they're onto something. Maybe it's just too hot in their room.
I am not talking about low-cut tops. Like something where, let's talk about this Emerent woman.
Okay.
You came up with you found a post today that the Twitch streamer who is also live at the very moment, who is called Emerent, exactly, got banned for the third time now by Twitch, which apparently didn't happen because the article is from May 11th and she's live now, so apparently she didn't get totally banned because apparently her hoo-ha slipped and suddenly came on stream.
That was the first ban. Actually, I saw that video and, like, yeah, she was very much like, that's her bits.
Yeah, so I mean, you can't tell me that this is not something that that you're doing just because that happened and your hoo-ha slipped out of your pants or your skirt.
So I can tell you what happened in that video. She was on the floor playing with her dog, and she was wearing a pair of like short shorts, and she wasn't wearing anything underneath the short shorts. And as she was rolling around playing with the dog, everything went on show through like the gap in the shorts. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that wasn't on purpose, because for this streamer in particular, I mean, she does have quite a lot of NSFW content on elsewhere on the web. It's just not on Twitch, except for that time that it was.
Except for the time that it was.
But she was banned for that.
Came back, got banned again.
Well, Twitch has a 3-strike ban and you're gone.
Which apparently she isn't.
Well, unless she was never officially banned the third time.
So it's all rumors.
Who knows? I don't know what kind of, reputable Australian entertainment website Sausage Roll is, but, you know.
I mean, generally the name is probably not a good indicator of being quality content, but who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? But there's, I mean, she's not the only one. She's just the one that has been making headlines in May. I found it for Geek Girl in the News, and I figured it was more appropriate to talk about it today. So,
can you explain to me why it is a phenomenon that way more girls do it than boys than guys do it, and why it's so? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. On the one hand, it's like, yeah, sure, people do whatever you want to do, but why then is not everybody starting to push the boundaries more and just getting naked all the time? Why is it mainly girls?
Well, okay, I think for this, we need to look at society as a whole and the way that women are viewed anyways. And I think that there's probably an argument to be made that women are the quote-unquote outsiders in geek culture, so got to take their clothes off to get accepted by the gnarly geeks who are like, ooh, boobs, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, there's a lot of discussion to be had. It's like, okay, it's freedom of expression, and I'm all for that. Like, do that if you want to do that. You have control over your body, and so long as you're not doing anything that's against the terms and conditions, I'm like, okay, go for it. Like, no nip slips, no lip slips, like, whatevs, go for it. Show your body if you want to do that, if it empowers you, because nudity is empowering. Like, if you are wearing something like low cut or revealing and she's like, you feel damn good in that, fuck yeah, power to you. Like, I think that's awesome. If you're doing it solely to get views, I'm kind of like, well, all right, that's the style that you're streaming there. Like, okay, that's fine. Do what you want to do, but you're not necessarily my kind of streamer. If you're doing it, I don't know, then there's also like, why do some women want to become like Playboy pinup girls where they're naked to show their body, or et cetera, et cetera, like sell their body for money? Like, there's women's bodies are a commodity sometimes, because there is always going to be somebody willing to pay for it. But it's the same with men's bodies. There is people out there that are willing to pay for men's bodies and who want to pay to look at a naked man. I don't know. There's definitely a lot in here, but my bottom line is I'm just like, so long as it's within the TOS, I'm kind of like, if you want to be provocative, you go right ahead. But I don't think that you should feel like you have to. And when it comes to the point that it's like, that's the standard, then I'm like, okay, it should not be the standard. Because as much as I want to take my top off right now, I will not do that. But like,
you know what I mean? It's just like, it shouldn't be expected, but if that's what somebody wants to do, and it's, like I say, within the TOS, and if it's not within the TOS, there's OnlyFans and Patreon, off you go.
I think why I'm thinking it adds no value and why are you doing this is also because women's bodies have mainly been used for the entertainment of men and other people in the society, whatever, for such a long time without it being an empowering act. And it is very hard to draw the line when it's an empowering act and or hard to draw the line, hard to see when it's an empowering act and when it's not an empowering act. And you never know the entire person, so you don't know what their motivation behind is to do that. Like, if it's because you want to do it, because you're free and because you're so empowered in your own life, because you have everything else figured out, and because you just love showing yourself because you think you're fucking awesome, then I think it's super healthy and to do that. But I also think that women have constantly this pressure to perform in a certain way, and especially perform with the way they look, with the way they dress, with the way they act, with the way they show up, which is why I'm thinking it is just super complicated to be like, yeah, sure, do whatever it is you want to do, get naked, get provocative, do that, because I don't think it's always that act of empowerment, because I'm owning my body now and that's what I want to do, because there is still so much room, so more than not, it's the case that it is mainly used to get more views, more clicks, and it doesn't really add value to something where I don't. It is used in situations where it has nothing to do with whatever is going on, and I think you don't really know when it's something that is done out of pressure to reach or achieve something in that moment, and to not. And I've lost the word now. Like, objectivize women in that moment and themselves in that moment. I don't think that all the time you are aware that you play that game now. And I don't think, as I mentioned, it's always an act of empowerment for that when streamers or when women in general, when they do that. And I think that's why I'm like, yeah, it doesn't add any value. Why are you doing it at all? Because if you stream Fortnite, then you stream Fortnite. And what does anything else have to do with that in that moment, if you know what I mean? And I think if it's an act of empowerment, sure, go ahead, do whatever it is you want to do. I'm not going to watch all the streams just because you're naked now, because that's not my cup of tea and whatever. If others want to see that, fine. But yeah, I don't think it's always an act of empowerment in that moment.
Okay, I can definitely agree with that. But your point saying, like, what value does it add? And being on Twitch is a form of entertainment. So as a Twitch streamer, you're not just, like, you're not going to get an audience if you're just there playing a game, not interacting, not having some kind of show. Like, Twitch streaming is more than just showing up and shooting people in the head. In Call of Duty, obviously, not in real life, because that would be snuff films and that would be a bad time. But, you know, Twitch is performance. It's personality. It's showing. It's a form of media. It's a form of connection with people. And what you wear definitely has impact. Like, you can just see even people on, like, I'm going to go off platform and talk about Instagram. Like, I follow people on Instagram who are like, oh, I keep getting all these questions about who I'm wearing, like what clothes that I'm wearing. And they say, like, oh, I'm wearing this, 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 this. And, like, they tag the brands. Okay, some of it might be brand, like, representation, but some of it might not be. Whereas on Twitch, like, you have people wanting to know what you're wearing. Like, I know that in the past I've done some advertising for the feminist shop when I was wearing their shirts. I'm like, get your own, get your own. I've done the same for ours. I'm like, get your Geek Herring shirts, which I could totally do right now because, hey, get your Geek Herring shirt. You know? And I think it's because, like, Twitch is a performance in some way, shape, or form. And to build your community and build your audience, if some form of looking and acting provocative is part of the persona that you have on Twitch, then I think that that is the value there. Like, it doesn't add value to the video game. It doesn't add value to Fortnite. It doesn't add value to World of Warcraft. but it does add value to you and your audience and your stream as a performance, as a media.
I hear what you're saying, I also agree with what you're saying, but I'm also wondering if we don't see that we suddenly move in a direction where we try to get out of. Like, it's not that how media works is something that everybody's super excited about. It's not that we actually want to have like young girls and young kids generally try to define themselves by what they wear, what they look like, what they do. Basically saying yes, Twitch is now an entertainment platform. Yes, that is true, but we also don't agree with everything that TV is doing. We don't agree with everything that Instagram is doing. So yes, now Twitch is doing that, and that's a new form of entertainment. But does that mean we need to take things that have been done in other media before, implement this now in the new kind of media that is going on, and repeating a pattern that is not healthy for everyone to consume? Because if you see a lot of, like, there are a lot of things that are going on TV, there are a lot of things that are going on Instagram that you wouldn't want your kids to consume without any warning or without any explanation or without any education or anything at all around this, or without guidance around this. And I think it gets very tricky where it's in a field that is not really monitored a lot. I mean, you have the TOCs, you have all that terms of services and everything that's going on, but then people push boundaries still, which is people can do whatever they want to do. But I think it's also responsibility of us as a community to make sure that, because what if a younger kid comes, which they shouldn't, because I guess Twitch is above whatever, like 18 or not even, but I heard Austin John recently talk something that Twitch is for people over 18, which I was kind of like, really, is it? But I think it's very easy to get into that frame of feeling the pressure because everybody else you watch, like the people you follow, the people you see, then you have to do that as well. And with you, and you don't have anyone protecting you from this at the moment. Like, not you, we're like grown-ups and adults and whatever, I can decide not to do this. But I think for the younger audience, it gets just very tricky to figure out what is happening with it being on social media as well, because Twitch is still, like you say, a form of media, and it's a form of social media. So it's hard to monitor this in general, but also on Twitch. And then I think just because it has been done on other media platforms, it doesn't mean that it's, I'm not that naive. I don't think it's going to ever go away like that. But do we need to replicate things that TV has done, things that social media has done? All it does really is put more pressure on whoever is consuming it.
Okay. So I have a lot of thoughts about what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know where to start.
Somewhere.
So number one, do you find the female form offensive?
No, I don't find the female form offensive.
Okay. Do you think that children should never look at a woman?
No.
Okay. So why do you think that if teenagers, because Twitch is for 13 plus, not 18 plus, so teenagers shouldn't look at somebody who's wearing a low-cut top or a belly shirt, or like, how is that any different than them seeing like an advertisement on TV, seeing somebody wearing the same thing, a freaking Britney Spears in a Britney Spears video? Like, you know.
She's still doing videos.
Yeah, she is. And she's fucking hot. Like, she is owning it. But this isn't about Britney. But I don't see the point that you're making that children, teenagers shouldn't be seeing this stuff on Twitch. Like, I'm with you on so much, but this one point, I'm like, okay, I don't see the point that you're making.
I don't. It's, for me, it's not about, even though we call it nudity or not nudity, for me, it's not about the nudity, but it's about the presentation of it. It is not, we're not talking, like, yes, what are the terms of services on Twitch? Like, you cannot get super, you cannot get naked. Well, great.
You can't get naked. You can't show nipples. You can't show your vag. You can't show your butt. You can't show your dick. You can't be like totally Well, then there's body painters actually who are like nearly completely nude, and they are painting their completely naked bodies.
No, I am not saying that teenagers can't see naked people, which then again, they don't just see naked people, they mostly see naked women, number one. That's my issue, my first issue, that it's mainly about women getting undressed and it's never about men getting undressed, because men can show their nipples how much ever they want and nobody gives a flying fuck, and women can't do that. So that's one thing where I'm like, yeah, why do we have this double standard that it's always about the women getting naked, and we never talk about about the men getting having the need or feeling the need to get undressed. And I'm wondering why is it always about the women getting naked and never about the men getting naked, which is probably the reason why I'm feeling like it's not necessary to get like get undressed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that goes even wider than Twitch. Like, that's a conversation we need to have, like, on
and that's
on a much wider scale than Twitch.
And I think that's mainly where my anti mood against, because of that, comes from. Because I'm like, yeah, if we would talk about 50-50 guys getting naked and 50-50 girl, like, and 50% of the guys get naked and 50% of the girls get naked, and I'm like, yeah, whatever the fuck. But why is it always the girls that feel the need to do that, that want to do that? Or why do are guys never hot in their shirts when that's the thing? Like, that's not, like, are they never, they always go topless everywhere. Why are they not streaming topless, if you know what I mean? So I'm like, why is that not a topic? Because women's bodies are over-sexualized all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with your point that women's bodies are overly sexualized.
So no, I'm not saying that teenagers obviously shouldn't watch or should ever see naked people and or naked women, because obviously they get it from everywhere anyway. They are way less prepared for everything than we were, because if they don't get it from somewhere, they get it from porn, which is also not the best idea to get your sexual education from in general, because that's not real and that's not real life and that's not how it goes. Watch Sex Education, that's way better than anything else that you're gonna watch online.
So good.
Yeah, so it's not that I'm saying they shouldn't watch, because they see it elsewhere. They've seen, I think my nephew has seen naked things and naked girls when he was 11, when he was watching GTA when I was sitting next to him. So I mean, that's But the thing that the point that I'm trying to make is that I was giving him the room to see that with having an explanation around this, where I'm thinking that the pressure that you put kids under all the time with everything that they see on social media and all the time can just be super overwhelming when you don't have anyone to walk this through with. And I don't give a flying fuck what everyone wears, because I either watch you because I want to watch you, or I watch you because I don't want to watch you. Nakedness is not gonna make me want to watch something more, because, yeah, I'm not, as we mentioned in previous episodes, I'm not into boobs and whatever. I couldn't care less about this. So, like, do whatever it is you want to do, but I don't see the necessity. Why is it always about women being the naked ones? Why is it never about men being the naked ones? And why do the girls always feel the need to do that? And why is it not? I just watched that guy on stream. He wasn't wearing a shirt. Nobody gives a flying fuck if someone isn't wearing a shirt. And it's never a topic and it's never a thing. Men can show their nipples on Instagram without getting banned. And women often, when they just cover their boobs, their images get deleted. And that is why I'm thinking, if you want to do that because that's some form of self-expression, because you want to do it, fine. I'm not talking about a low-cut top because I don't really give a shit about whatever it is you're wearing. If you want to wear hot pants, fine. If you want to accidentally show your coochie in the camera, then I'm like, seriously, is that really necessary? Because I'm like, you have other ways of doing that if that's something that you want to do. You don't have to push something into a framework that isn't there for stuff like that, because Twitch is not there to make people push the boundaries just because they want to do it. Because if you want to show your coochie, then show it wherever you can. But why do we always, maybe that is because I like to stick to, I don't know, rules, or I like to stick to a certain consensus of life, that I'm like, I don't always have to push the boundary to get attention. And I'm aware that sometimes it's necessary to push the boundary. But in that case, I'm thinking, is it really necessary to push the boundary just so that you get, I don't know what, more views? I don't feel that pushing the boundary in that moment is a form of empowerment. It's just really pushing the boundary in a framework that is made for something in order to protect the weakest link in the field, which is often younger kids, which is often, I don't know, people who get triggered by stuff like that. There are people who have experienced trauma in their life, and they think they're on a stream where, I don't know, you come across something because you scroll through all the stuff, and then they see something that will trigger them. And then I'm thinking, yeah, the rules and the terms and conditions and the place is all there for a reason. And it's not to make you feel bad or to make you feel small, but it's there to protect someone who is the weakest in our society. And that's why I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm not consuming what I don't want to see. But I don't think that everyone is A, that reflective about their life, and B, has the chance to be that reflective about their life. And I think we underestimate the pressure that is put on every one of us because, yeah, sure, naked is awesome, but not everybody finds naked awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Not everybody finds naked awesome, but if it's a stream that is more revealing, then just don't watch it, number one.
Yeah.
And if it's somebody that's going, like you say, pushing the boundaries, going against the TOS, showing their fanny on camera, like all these things, she absolutely should be banned. And I mean, I definitely agree that we should be applying the same rules to male streamers. I absolutely agree. And it's something that I will always say. And I'm like, you know, anything that we see female streamers do, I absolutely want to see male streamers do. Whether that's booty cut shorts or topless or just tight shirts, like showing off their physiques if they want to. I am absolutely here for body expression and expressing ourselves how we feel comfortable with, but not how we feel pressured to perform.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think one reason is, I don't know why we always have to make something dependent on how somebody looks. Because you can have amazing quality content, and just because you're not Heidi Klum or Britney Spears or whoever the fuck doesn't make your content any less valuable. I'm not a fan of making everything dependent on how or someone looks or how good their content is because of that. That's what I tried to say. And I feel
Go ahead.
No.
I think that there is a balance out there because it's not like successful female streamers are not only people that get their tits out. I can name probably more successful female streamers that don't use sex to sell themselves. So I think that's where the beauty is on Twitch, is that there is a balance. There is you can express yourself how you want to and in whatever way, whatever degree of provocativeness you want to, whether that's completely covered up, whether that's wearing a low-cut top, whether that's somewhere in between, whatever, so long as there's no pressure from your audience, because there's definitely female streamers out there who are whose audience are like, get your tits out, take your tops off, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, ha, fuck that. Absolutely not. But if that's part of your MO and that's what you do and how you feel comfortable wearing a low-cut top or having directing your streamers or your fans to OnlyFans, I'm like, go for it. If that's what you want to do, do it. And I'm like, there are so many female streamers out there that don't do that, that they don't feel the need to, they don't want to, they're totally comfortable being covered up and using their personality and their elite game skills to have their stream. Then absolutely. I think that Twitch has a nice balance. And I'm fine with however anybody wants to be, so long as they're not flaunting the rules.
Mm. Yep, what you said.
I feel like that's a cop-out one.
She said. No. As if I haven't said anything in this stream already. Yeah. Yes. But I think society as a whole is not at a point where they don't give a shit about looks. People... And that happens in jobs, that happens, I don't know, with a lot of other categories in life. That doesn't always only happen with Twitch, but people get hired because they look more put together than people with the same qualifications who seem not as put together or maybe. And also, fat people get hired less often compared, like in a battle between a fat person and a not fat person, the chances that the thin person is getting hired is just in general higher than not. So a lot of the world is turning around how somebody looks, and it's still happening, and obviously it's still happening. And I think that's also why I'm like, yeah, why do we have to always make it dependent on that?
Yeah, like, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I agree with what you're saying, but it's 100% a much larger problem.
Oh, yeah,
as
yeah.
Society, like worldwide as a whole, than just Twitch alone. Like, yeah. There's so much discrimination out there based on what your body looks like, that I think Twitch is a safe place that actually doesn't really happen that much. Like, yeah, okay, there might be, like, you're looking at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think that's I'm not sure if I agree there, but yeah.
Well, I mean, like, okay, let's take two streamers. We both know who they are. So Amaranth uses sex, her sexiness, her body to have views. And she, yes, okay, she has loads of views. Like, she is she's a performer. And that is one way that she uses her body to help perform and get an audience and get views and be Twitch famous, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have somebody who I would say gets a very similar amount of followers and viewers at one time. And that's a musician that we both like, mm-hmm. Lara. I don't know her number off the top of my head. She's
6683. Weird number, but whatevs.
It is a weird number. Thank you. I couldn't remember it. But she, as far as I can see, has a similar amount of followers and a similar number of viewers on an average stream, if not maybe even more than Amaranth. And Lara does not use, like, she does not dress overly provocative. She might wear, like, a dress or something that's, like, mid-thigh or, like, there's never been any point that I look at her and I'm like, ooh, she looks really sexy today. Like,
she's wearing super colorful overalls.
Yeah, like, she is just really fucking cute and really talented. So, like, I think that there's definitely...
But we also have to agree that she's also a beautiful woman. Which is no criticism. She's obviously, like, good, very good looking. But I think someone not as good looking might probably have a harder time getting to... Which I'm not discriminating against beautiful people. It's great to have beautiful people in the world, but it's also a privilege that you have in life. Like, white privilege is also a privilege that you have when you're a good looking person. You have privileges in your life that other people that are not as pretty as you don't have.
Okay. Well, you know, those are just two streamers off the top of my head. Like, I'm sure that there are streamers out there with a similar number of viewers that aren't, as you say, quote-unquote beautiful.
Beatrice posted an interesting comment in the post where she said she was browsing the art category yesterday and was sad to see that basically all of the top female or female-implied streamers in the categories were either doing the whole cute voice little dress thing or they were doing it with AR avatars. And the men that had the same amount of views were definitely not at all like that. Today during the day it was similar, but now there were at least some more non-sexual ones.
Yeah, I mean, do women feel pressured to be sexy? Maybe some of them.
I think it's
all of them.
That's why I'm so. That's why I'm so not at all like, you go for it, because I think you never know. It's hard to say, and it's because I think this pressure is just so inherent in all of us. Like, it's in me, it's in you, it's in every woman a lot of the time to pass as something special. That's why I'm like, sure, we can say all empowerment to everyone, but I think it's just so hard to say when we're doing it out of an empowering move or because we try to pass as, I don't know, or even pass as empowered, because because everybody wants to be like, I'm doing this for myself and I'm doing this because I want to do this. But do you really do this because you want to do this? And I think the line is so thin there. That's why I feel so overprotective about that, because I'm like, yeah, don't have to do it all the time.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with what you're saying, but I'm also agreeing with myself and saying, yeah, like, whatever you personally as a streamer
how you want to express yourself on stream is okay. But you do not need to use your body to sell your stream, to sell yourself, because it's not the default. It doesn't have to be the default. The default is you having your personality, being your fucking awesome self. And if that includes having your tits on show, not fully, obviously, TOS, do it. If it doesn't, do it. Like, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you're happy with. And also, men, please wear more tight shirts.
Or no shirts.
That'd be cool, too.
Wonder if they would get banned. I don't think so.
Because, but women don't get banned for wearing a tight shirt either. They get.
I'm talking about not shirt, no shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about tight shirts.
No, tight shirts. I don't care.
And me, I'm wearing a tight shirt.
Yeah. I don't care about tight shirts. Tight shirts are tight shirts. I'm saying that it's a double-edged sword. Exactly. The thing is, I want it from men because everybody, like, not everybody, because it's so much more expected from, like, not even expected, but it's like, yeah, girls do it. But nobody talks about that guy that got naked on stream.
I'm sure if a guy got naked on stream, like, there would be talking about
I don't know if people age out of society's cruel view of beauty, because why would then 70-year-old, 80-year-old people still get so many plastic surgeries to pass as a 20-year-old woman or a 20-year-old man? So I'm not sure if we will ever totally age out of the cruel view of beauty in this world.
Yeah, and I think that Tom makes a really good point in chat. He says that in the long run, if your sole marketing point is your body from a streaming perspective, it's probably not going to last, because above anything, Twitch is a gaming platform of some kind or another. Like, I know there's art, I know there's music, I know there's just chatting, I know there's talk shows and podcasts. Like, there's a lot of things, but at the end of it all, it is some kind of gaming platform to watch people do the things that they love. Mm. And so there will come a point that if your only thing is to be sexy, like, go somewhere else. Because the end of anything, I hate the phrase at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, that's not what Twitch is for.
Why do you hate that phrase?
I don't know. I just don't like that phrase.
Interesting.
Yeah, I need like an alternative to it.
After time has passed, after 24 hours are over at the start of the day.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you will figure it out. Yeah, that's my two cents.
And that's mine. Mm. I think that we've got different views that have many similarities.
Yeah. And I think it's also based a lot of how we view ourselves. I think you're way more comfortable with yourself than I am. And that's why you feel more open about all of this than I do.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
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 Do you have anything else you want to say about this topic?
No. Put it all out there. I don't know what else.
What you're comfortable with putting out there.
What?
Put what you're comfortable with putting out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with all that being said,
thanks for listening.
Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/geekaring. And we will see you next week.
With another amazing episode. Obviously.
Because they're all a good time.
If you like this episode of Geekaring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geekaring and over on geekaring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.